Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Baptist Church. We're live in Landover Hills, Maryland, where we are setting up and getting ready for a youth explosion called a youth break. That's what I got. And, we are excited about what the youth are doing in the Landover Hills area. We got a jam-packed program. We got praise dancers. We got mime. We got the word coming. So it's really going to be a hot night. I'm sure Rev B is going to be calling in a second. But we got a young man from Northwest D.C. He's Minister Ray Nelson, and we are glad to have him in the studio with us tonight. I just grabbed him. He came in to meet me, and I just grabbed him and said, okay, we're going to have a little interview before we get started. And I just want to ask a few questions. How long you been in the ministry?
I've been in the ministry now for 10 years, serving young people in the Nashville Capital Area.
And what is your passion, at-risk young people? What do you mean by at-risk? What's your passion?
Well, we believe that every young person is at-risk of something. The least, last, and the lost, you know, those that are the most farthest out young people, who in most cases are considered high-risk because they don't have access to some of these resources, programs, or some of the programs are just not effective, not necessarily because of the individual, but most of these ministries and organizations haven't actually trained effectively and equipped to actually go get them.
Okay, so what type of training, you know, would you suggest that, you know, pastors and ministers do their path with do this training?
Well, one of the trainings that I do at World Vision, I've been working 10 years through that ministry, World Vision, Christian Humanitarian Organization. And, one of my priorities and responsibilities is training service. And another training that I make sure all adults get is a module called Youth Adult Partners. That's a module for young people and adults, because we have two different tracks. One that's just for adults. And what we try to do is help adults get to some of those negative perceptions that they have of young people. And it's kind of a modest behavior because, you know, I don't think I look at certain individuals based on what they relate to them, on creative be a little bit just as well as the adults are scared of the kids.
So you should bring both sides of the, and that's very important. And that's, you know, some of what we do here at Veterans ACC is we try to connect the resources that are available to the community for the wellness of the community. And you'll be surprised how many people don't know the resources that are available. So that's what we're doing at ACC. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but we're trying to connect people where they can have something to help them be successful. And when everybody in the community is successful, we believe that's when the community starts experiencing well. Like tonight, for instance, with bringing all young people together for a youth exposition, they're starting to ask us all the time in leadership to start finding all the time with its youth initiative. So, you know, that's been a ministry, man, since I about in eight and the nine. I'm not going to say it's been a minute, but you see youth wanting to express themselves in a youthful manner, and so that has, that way the youth back off of them and not be super hated. That way, and you know, you got to let them do so. You know, whatever the youth, they come to me and say, hey, we do a youth exposure, we want to dance, close, we want to do, you know, outreach, whatever. I'm like, all four, expatiated. You know, and it's like, that means they're excited because, like you said, they're not a youth work and a youth work, so we all can flow together, you know, in ministry. And so, you know, I'm excited about people to get together and they start going, man, bouncing off. I just, you know, and I was back here the last time you were here and I heard on Brady playing over and over in my life. Like, man, he got into that thing. And, you know, it's just awesome, man. And I love young brothers who come and lay it on the line, man. You know, it encourages me as an older brother. You know, that when I talk to this strong brothers, they get up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited. I'm like, I'm encouraging. Come on, man. You know, it's not going to be a vacancy in leadership because of young brothers like you. So where do you see your ministry going in that, you know, 3 or 4 years?
Well, then, you know, what's in my heart, seriously, passing is to pass. So, not saying this morning that, you know, if you want a job, Jesus is not going to just bring the interviewer to your home while your pajamas on. So there are some things, the anointing and the Holy Spirit of this, that we must do to equip ourselves. So one, asking marginalized people, not to say that the church is not doing it, that the local church is wrong, and that's definitely my motive, but really focus on those marginalized young people and their families, because if you get a young person, you got this family. And so, but also to connect with the body of Christ so that people have what we call bridge builders. That it's not just one entity or ministry at all, but that we're partnering up. The kingdom, what I found out, inclusive. And so it's not going to be a youth section in heaven. You know, there's going to be an adult season section where all, you know, Tupac even asked, and have a ghetto, you know, a thug. And so if we look at young people that we're serving and the young people that we work with, mentoring and really establishing a relationship with them and respect honoring pastors like you, they're not afraid to allow younger ministers to come in and share in what you're already doing and like spirits. And so the last piece is this. When we talk about young people and serving them, when I look at young people, I don't say I feel sorry for you. I don't think Jesus felt sorry for people, but he did have people. So that's trying to do the marriage event. I know that, you know, see for and it's true. So they become agents of positive change.
And that's stuff. You know, we are, you know, this age with just trying to show that compassion. You know, not, you know, you know, pitying someone or thinking they're not compassion to get the resources to empower them. And that's what I about the Word of God. The Word of God has the ability to illuminate, to turn on that light. And once it turns on inside of them, then they can begin to start spreading. That's what's so awesome about the light of the Holy Spirit for these kids is that they begin to start, you know, changing other people's lives. I have my my niece, Walker Mill Middle School over here in Lee. She was in the hallway she said, get and sit me down and call for help. And she went and got a chair, sat her down, and started praying with the lady. And the lady stayed in the hospital. She came out of the hospital, but she was telling my sister, her angel there, and how she was made feel comfortable even in her illness. All right, it's just powerful because of young you that are teaching the word and teaching them to be able to express things, like even in public school, you know, that other thing. She said that she wanted to pay Jessica's whole going to school that year. And let you know, brother, that your labor is not in vain. You know, and I'm excited about your ministry. I'm excited about your God, you pastor, man. I just want to be on the side, you know. Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, Ray. I'm just going to be on the side waving my hand. You know, I'm a Nelson fan, man. And, you know, because you don't see too many, you know, people, you know, going, you know, you see the old guys holding on, but the young guys with the anointing in the heart. You know, it's really exciting to me, man. So, you know, we wish you well. We don't have any callers yet, but a lot of people probably. If you want to call 1-324-347-3459, we will definitely going out of service today, giving young people views on you know what themselves in this. I'm not gonna hold too much. I never mentioned this, but what are some of the things that you notice in young people of ways they like to express themselves in it?
That's a great question. First of all, young people want Jesus. My grandma's Jesus. Now, I've got to be careful when I say that because I'm sitting here because of grandma. You know, and grandma's, the prayers of the righteous avail of much. And so, you know, coming from Northwest D.C., kind of in the school of Georgia Avenue, and, you know, my dad and family had their illness, and their sin was just really a sickness. And so, so grandma was the security blanket who taught us about Jesus. But what happened, you know, as time went on, someone helped me to realize that God had created me in a uniquely different way. And so I now can praise and edify Christ me in a different way. And so I think young people want that, but they want to use those artistic expressions and gifts to express and edify the Christ that they have. And so I think what we've got to do is allow them to give them that Friday night. And so here the church was amazing. So they go to church and they also got to go to school. They got to go to the hood and to other places of disparity. And so now they have this potential that people need success that they can touch. And I can say enough. And so a lot of times what we at our professional sales, it's a speaker or whomever it may be, even in the ministry, or be someone like the big bishop. I'm not going to name any tonight, but there's some of that who you never see unless there is a revival. We got to be able to touch. We need to be able to ask you questions, and for you to just kind of ask small things about it. People want to know, are you concerned about my journey? And what's my spirit concern? You know what concerns my heart? Do you know where people come? Because looking at something something on the record that really tells my story. And it told me, right? But if I'm going to take a little out of his hand, I got to give him something else. And what we do is we get this and that, that's that, don't do that, but we place enough.
That's powerful. And that is so true. And, you know, it's something that I think it's a movement starting to realize that, you know, the way we're going was more and more you saw less and less young people. Just everybody was young. And truth be known, we ran them away. We didn't have a venue for them to be accessible. And so we ran this story and say, hey, you know, I was young once, believe that, you know, and I had a different way of doing things. But, you know, that same Jesus is, like you said, they are experiencing Jesus is the way they want to express. And so we got to start having more venues, start having more things for them to be able to come express and do it with this youth explosion. I know it's too long, but I appreciate it. And because he wants to talk to Ray again, the number is 347-324-5569. And you can also, after the program at 9 o'clock, about 15 minutes after the program, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com and to know getting this thing started. The young people come in looking at on the screen. They get rolling. We got some folks late. I know the mind folk in the corner with it. They get ready to put it down, right? They get ready to put it down. And you know, I just love it, man. It's crazy for young people. It's like I get excited, you know. I anticipate on the way here just to see it go off. You know, I'm telling my and you know, we had a little excitement, yeah, you know, going through the go-go. Where the go-go at, you know, all we know, where the go-go at. But the excitement that Christ, when these people are ready to put some hook, and I'm just buzzing about
it. I just appreciate coming on tonight and just being listening. You know, continue to pray for these people. What we're doing day to day, working with a lot of people, young people, that are going to face tomorrow. You know, they don't think that they're going to make it to the next day because of youth violence and other issues. You know, it's senseless in the sense that we're taking lives and we're hurting people. There's no fighting much more. Because I'm going to shoot you, I need to take you out. And just love you, man. Let's stop being so critical. You know, if skirt is too short for that, yours was short that. You know, and it was change you and not a whole bunch of rules and religion.
We're going to go and say, like, if we get folks that want to talk to you, we're going to pull you back. It's got to be the glory song. We're going to break and then we'll be back in about 2 minutes. God bless them. We'll be back.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Somebody, have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody?
somebody? Have you ever loved somebody? We love somebody, somebody like you. Yeah, yeah. Somebody like you. Okay, well, I'm going to let you know if you do some more.
Okay.
We're here. They are just kind of buzzing around the church, getting to do their thing. We're excited about Minister Ray Nelson, who came and blessed us earlier in the show. You know, we're talking to you, fam. Anytime young people together and they spearhead and want to showcase their talent, and it's something that's in Landover Hills. We're in building 206, and yeah, people you want to bring out, thank you, bring them out and be a blessing. And also, bless you. So, you know, come on out or call in and see what these young people are doing. It's always exciting to see them when they do their thing. You know, I've always admired young people that were able to step up, and they weren't afraid to perform in front of the crowd. And you know, it just is something when you see it. It's amazing because some of them, when you started, they were shy, and you know, now they're coming out of their shyness, and you can really start seeing them. You can really start seeing, and you can really start seeing opportunities, seeing who they are. Actually, they already introduced, or you already introduced. Okay. Oh, so she's dancing also. So, you know, that's daughter out there dancing. We're in the pastor's quasi office studio clothing room. We're in here with our leader's mom and dancing right now. We're back here watching them on the monitor. It's a beautiful thing to see them. Wish you all were here. It is just an awesome thing. Sister, what do you think about young people here at the Heart of God?
I think young people here are fantastic and very relaxed, and I think that's because of the you can always tell the leadership about watching the children. So I think they're fantastic about it.
We talked earlier about how you think their personality start come out. You know, a lot of when they first came, they were shy and they were kind of drawn, but when give them the opportunity to come back and rest themselves, you can really start seeing the confidence build up in them. Have you
noticed that? She was one of the shy ones, and she can not share quite the one. But you know, it's for a mistake. You know, every adult here is like a parent of these kids, and so that's still a lot of love, and you can get out there and shop with kids and jump rope with kids. Just feel so comfortable they can open up. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, they can be thinking it's us and them. It's one big family here.
And Trey was looking at that when he was in it, and having it's going to be a senior section, a young people section, a young adult section. It's going to be everybody in God's family. And that's the way it should be. And, you know, when I see the people like they're doing in song, I can't stop smiling. It's like, you know, it's just a blessing to me to see this, you know, and, you know, when you begin to say, you know, we ask them and to know that the future looks like the way I'm in right now. And it's just wonderful. So, you know, I'm a grateful God for all the parents who, you know, sacrifice them out to practice, bring them out to work, to church, to Bible study. I know it's not easy, but I appreciate the parents and the guardians for doing it, because believing that it is going to be awesome. It's all right. And so, you know, just by sitting here watching the live performance of God's people raise dancers, it's just awesome. Lord have mercy. Look at those guys. So what do you think about that? Jesus with it?
Definitely. I mean, it's not really. I don't think it's called nurturing. If a church does not nurture the young people, then that church dies. We all have a cycle, and when we reach the end of that cycle, we better have trained someone to pick that and run on. And so it's definitely important to love
and you said it doesn't become a sacrifice, it becomes something they do as a parent, and you know, just something that you get involved in with your child. You say, okay, in order for me to get them, you know, the nurturing that they need to give them, it's awesome. One of the things that I was talking to one of my friends today, I was telling them about Ryan. Sister Ryan is Sharon's daughter, and she was talking to me yesterday before our Bible study about the debate and how she was going on, and I was excited, and how my Jessica with Walker is also in the debate team, and how she was just running off of the different styles, was lying and doing the truth. And I said, wow, she's really come out of her shell. She's really into it. And some of the things that I was thinking about the big politics at such a young age. And I said, my gosh, my brain wasn't even thinking about that at that age. And it's just amazing to see her and Jessica, you know, be on it. It's just lesson. Looks like we got someone in line. Let's see if we can get someone on the line. That might be Rev B. Caller, you on there?
Pastor C, how are you? This is Rev B, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Rev B? I'm in the studio with
Oh, yeah, I'm in route. I'm headed that way now.
Okay, we're sitting here watching
I just wanted to call and touch bases with you. I said, let me call before I get there. So, yeah, I'm in route.
Okay, well, we go down when you get here. Any questions you want to ask, Sister Rufus?
Who is that, Sister Jessica?
That's Sister Ryan's mom.
Yeah, who's that? Yeah, Sister Jessica with you. Is that what you said?
That's Sister Sharon, Ryan's mother. Ryan's mother.
Oh, okay. No, I don't have any particular questions right now. No, not at this time.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here, bro.
All right, take care.
All right, talk to you. But I want to ask, how did Ryan get into the bank?
Well, last year when we went back to school and each auxiliary had a school set up, and one of the young ladies, the debate team at the time, she was one of the co-captains, she started lying, and her, like to have and basic sales care and work with my daughter. My daughter comes from a long line of strong-minded women, and just thought that maybe this would be something that would come natural to her because we like to run our mouth, or we like to make our point. I said, well, you know, she's it. We already working on the chance. So,
that she's enjoying it. Like I said, from my conversation, so yeah, it's old. And we were like, man, I can talk politics with her, and it's awesome. So we got quiet baby right now. He's he's performing, and it is. It's just awesome. You guys really get to see this. It's an awesome thing. What we want to do is we want to, you know, just invite everyone to continue to young, but I hear, you know, you are around the world, let them know that you're serious about them. Let them know that you're proud of them. You know, and I thought that's what they were constantly out for. So, you know, like,
just on how many success that is rich. There's a lot of times where you find you're expected to sit and you know, the way that they are encouraged to just be themselves, and you don't have to change your mannerisms or your personality to praise the Lord. You praise them in your way, and they get to, and they're just so that they get to showcase that extravaganza, because we got rap, we got mime, we got next month, maybe we'll have, you know, be yourself, because God hears it all.
Thank you, Sharon. We appreciate you. We're going to let you get back out there. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Again, this is Pastor C. in the doing their thing, a young man miming for the Lord. We had the God's people before there. We had our opening up youth explosion, I think, breaking their names. Just to see them, how they're flowing and they're enjoying each other, and they're just they're bringing themselves low. And was thrilled, did you know? We're in the studio with a monitor in the study, and we're just excited about what's going on out there. We want to get some of the young people in the room and see, you know, what their feelings are and how they feel about what's going on as far as being able to express themselves. You got to really be here to experience it. And, you know, it's just a great thing, and we got blessed here. So anytime we get the announcement, you're going to have an explosion here, or if you have an explosion where you are in your community, so go be about young people. You know, it makes them feel good about it. You feel good about it. It is just an awesome thing. So, you know, get involved. Get to the point where you're saying, hey, you know, my young people, worth my young people are valuable. I want to, you know, understand. I want to see them do well. And when you do that, what happens is you'll begin to start back, giving back, you know, and you'll be starting blessings yourself. So, you know, that's what we want to encourage tonight, is to continue to encourage our people. Because people are a resource. Whether realize it or not, they are a resource, and just want to encourage them. You really should be here. I don't know if we're recording or not, but I don't know what on to, but we are just amazed that talent is rolling, instead of rolling out there. It is amazing, and we want to just continue to encourage everyone to look out of any kind of ways that you can bless the young people, any type of way that you can get to know them and see what they're all about. Sometimes you just need to sit down and have a conversation with them and watch them talk. Like I was telling you earlier, you know, I was sitting down talking with Ryan, Sister Sharon's daughter. And she was just going on about the debate team and the debates that happened on Wednesday, and how she was so into how, you know, the president did, and how the Republican nominee Mitt Romney did. And she was just talking and expressing herself. And she's not even 14. She's not even 14 years old. And it is something to be able to see them do this, to be able to see them just get involved and at that early age about politics. They can't even vote yet and they're involved in it, and it's just an awesome thing. Looks like we have Men of Praise are going to do their miming from Heart of God Baptist Church, MOP, and they're doing their thing. It's you guys can hear the joy in my voice, in my face, just to see these people, young people, do their thing. I mean, it is awesome. You got to be here to see it, to experience it. It is just amazing to see what they're doing, and we just love them. And you know, I'm sitting here watching it, trying to stay tuned in to what we're trying to do on the radio, but it's kind of hard to do. I'm trying to stay focused. But if you want to call in and share with us about what your young people are doing, wherever you are, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And you can definitely get us on Twitter, and that's at PACDC316. And also on Facebook at Pastor Seid, that's P-A-S-T-O-R-S-A-I-D, and like us on Facebook. leave a comment or something to let us know what you think about the radio broadcast. We had an awesome Bible study on last night. It was our fourth pilot of There's Nothing New Under the Sun. We were talking about how the fall of man with Adam and Eve with our family style Bible study. And it was just a great experience to be able to interact. Pastor Gregory and CG were out of town, but Sister Johanna was there to help us co-host, and just a blessing to be able to see them do their thing and do her thing. And you know, that's the way God is. He always has a ram in the bush, someone to stand in. And, you know, to on Thursday nights to tune in to Pastor Zay's CDC with our T-Nuts, Under the Sun Family Style Bible Study. We are just inviting to come in and to just get comfortable. We, at 7 o'clock, we serve a meal and, you know, have fellowship. And then 8 o'clock, we get into the Bible study. And so, you know, if you want to do that until 9 o'clock, you know, you're welcome to do it. And it by real fast, it's real good. And then every Friday and Sunday, between the hours of 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., Rev and yours truly, Pastor C, we're on the radio. And any of our shows that you want to get, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor Zay. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor Zay. And you can scroll down to the on-demand and get the archive shows and listen to them into their entirety at your leisure. And as always, we like to thank listeners who continue to go back and listen to the archives. The numbers are just extraordinary, the number of people that are listening, and just the love and the feedback that people are giving, that the show has been a blessing to them. And so we're just grateful for all of our very fine listeners who continue to support us, who continue to support our new endeavors. And it's just amazing to see what has done in these few months, a short period of time that we've been doing this. And I just want to continue to ask everyone to keep praying for us, keep encouraging us, keep supporting us, keep sending us notes of encouragement that we can continue to go on. We're always having interesting people like Minister Nelson, who came show, showed us how he's working with at-risk young people and how he plans on continuing ministry. And so we're just excited about it. We're excited about what God is doing with the various ministry, bringing various churches together to just be a resource to our community and let people know that, you know, you can get involved in ministry and make a difference in people's lives. And that's what it's all about. When you can have purpose and you can have value in your life, where you can begin to start showing people how they can experience the joy and the wellness that you have inside of your community, inside of you, and they can begin to start experiencing. It's an awesome thing. So we encourage everyone to just continue to do what you can to make a difference. Do what you can to be positive. Do what you can to help somebody along the way. And it doesn't take a lot. It just takes a little bit of effort, and it's contagious. It's contagious. It's like when other people begin to start seeing you operating in ministry, operating in love, operating with caring for people, it's contagious, and they want to begin to start doing it. And so, you know, that's what we're encouraging people to do. Bless the Lord. We just see Men of Praise MPs going there. Ministry. It's been an awesome, awesome thing to see it here. I hope I'm not rambling too much, but it's awesome to see what these folks are doing. They're really, really getting into it. I can't say it enough. I wish you were here to see it. It's just awesome. And so they're going back to back. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock. And, you know, with all of that, you know, we're just on fire to see what these folks are doing. It's amazing. It looks like we're getting ready to have some folks do something as far as with the I think it's Varick Memorial Praise Dancers are getting ready to come on, and we got a military a rapper here, and where I'm looking at the program, and seems like he's on now, and he's getting ready to get into his thing, and we're got a whole lot going tight, and the young people are just doing their thing. They're really doing their thing. And we are sitting here watching it unfold, and it's amazing to see how the spirit is really moving in here. And so if you talk, we've got to get some of the young people who are trying to interview get on the conversation tonight. Number 374-559 is 347-324-5569. Again, we're having our youth explosion here at the Heart of God Baptist Church, 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. Code is 20785. And we want to encourage everyone to come on out, go right off of 450 in Landover Hills in between 95 and 295. So if you have a chance to come out. And be a blessing. We're going to be here again until about 9 o'clock. Just one young people, they express themselves. They got great smiles on their face, and it is something to hold. Excuse me. And as you my voice is really, probably because I got my big smile on my face and watching this. This is art. Doing the praise rap. He's getting people. It is amazing to see what they're doing. We want to encourage you to call in. And if you want to tell us about a personal story, I mean, all of us have stories and the things that when I was young, I would see things that, you know, people allowed me room to express myself. And, you know, that's what we have to do with our young people. We have to allow a room for them to express themselves. And young people, talents, about young people, how they express themselves. Young people, how they're valuable to us, valuable resources. Young people, when you look at them as a valuable resource, they bring so much to you. They have so much energy. They have so much creativity. You know, a little child, a little baby, love, you know, and turn into, you know, teens or adolescents, you know, even into young adults. It's crazy to watch. It's crazy to watch it, and you just want to continue just to see them blossom and see them bloom. And when you see them blossom and you see them, be like, wow, look what God did. Look what God worked in their lives. And yet, they're going to fall down. They're going to make you angry, upset, frustrated, all of the above and more. But, you know, we have to realize that we were young, too, at one time, you know, and people continue to help us through our struggles and through our ups and downs. And, you know, we have to continue to help them through their struggles and their ups and downs, and help them get to the point where they are standing on their own. And, you know, they're making a difference in their community. But that's what you have to do. You really have to do it. You have to hang in there, Mom. You have to hang in there, Dad. Hang in there, guardians. Hang in there, leaders in schools and church ministries. You got to hang in there, because at the end of the day, it's always worth it. It's always worth it. You have to just continue to with them, continue to reach out. Can you allow them to experience all the various things that come out in life, and allow them to make their changes, and allow them to develop character? They are a blessing of young people as you see them molded into these individuals that are going to, you know, country and lead our world. So, you know, we participate in that process, and we want everyone to just take a small park and, you know, that's what they, you know, we're again here this church, at 7100 Chester Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, Suite 205 in Boston, Father God Baptist Church, and we're having a youth explosion. They call it a praise break, and they're breaking out in praise and they're doing their thing, and it's really a great thing to see them actually give the praise to God and miming, dancing, praise rap. It's just awesome to see them do this. And they're just smiling and grinning, and I'm back here and just using all kinds of energy out there. They're going to be good tonight. And I was just have all my energy going and doing. And so, you know, let's be mindful of what's going on in the communities. You know, find out what's going on in your neighborhood. What's going on in, so even 15 minutes to 20 minutes or 30 minutes on the weekend. I think it's different than young person. That's what they think of everyone that does that. We would have the community more well-rounded kids, more successful children growing up if we all just all part. So we're ready to take a break. Get in the conversation. You can call at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we're going to be right back. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
Down at the sea, and he's on it.
God's artillery out here doing having this youth explosion, young people setting off heavy. What's going on, man?
Pastor C, good to be here this evening. I want to thank God for another day in the week and glad to be back on the air here at CDC. And of course, you are listening. We're broadcasting live here from our best church. For another youth explosion, and definitely all of our young people in the house and celebrate and join us. So that's always a good thing. And of course, we do want to give a shout out to Pastor Steve and all the people responsible for coming up tonight. And definitely thank our young people. And don't forget, number here if you want to listen in or chime in is 347-324-5569. And also, don't forget that you can hit us up on Facebook and hit us up on Twitter as well. If you hit us up on Facebook, it's Pass Aid, and that's PASS, and it's up on Twitter at PACDC316. Glad, excited to be here out of God. And if you want to swing on, we're here at 7100 to 345 and 206. Come on by and be blessed. And have a great time. And so we want to thank the who's here. And if you want to come by, this is going to be on a Friday night. And so I'm excited about it. So, and we just, as all, do thank all of our very fine listeners and everybody who continues to listen to every week, whether they call in or listen or live, and also everybody who continues to so this going into all of the archive show as well. So we thank God for that. And like I say, we're glad to be here tonight in the midst of all of these young people. Pastor C.
Excuse me. We get out here and throw this in the offering. Biggie, okay. Put that in the offering, my brother. Appreciate that. Young people, get down with the offering. We're going to see if we can get the young rap coming. Just perform God's artillery leave. Speech name or any name. And we're going to see if we can get him in here, ask you questions about how you're holding it down and how he got in the game to the ministry. There's a young brother. Brother, holding it down. How you doing, brother? Have a seat, man. I have to keep. They call me Pastor C. We're on the radio today. We start you down, man. What's your artist name? What's your artist name? Mark Rose. And what do you, Mark Rose? Mike Rose. And okay. All right. And so, you know, we how you put it down out there, man. You was feeling that thing. How long you been in the game?
Well, I've been rapping since 1999, you know, and then I did a couple of things, and then I stopped for about 3 or 4 years. Then I started running again and stopped for about maybe 2 years. And then I got married. So I told my wife, I was like, I'm not writing no more. And she was like, well, you're going to have to do something. So, you know, I sat down and, you know, I was like, God, what do you want to do? Because I saved last August. And I was like, God, what do you want me to do? You know, because I started back hearing music. The music coming and coming and coming. And I was like, wow, so what do you want me to do? One night I sat down and wrote songs. Right. And I went to record them. And then he said, this is why I didn't let you transition this time, because you wasn't transitioning. Now you're transitioning. Now it's time for you to release the transition. So now I'm about 12 songs in, and I'm planning on releasing it in January.
All right. What's the name?
It's going to be the name of the album.
Me and my production company, Dreams 2 Green Productions Incorporated. So, it's like it's a real, so consistent work. But, man, it's Philippians 14 say, through Christ, all is possible. So, Christ strengthens you. So, you know, just wake up every day and tell them, I'm doing what you need to do. I know you're going to make a way to do it.
We appreciate you coming through our youth flows. I've just been watching all the young people do all this. It's just wild to see those many people have Christ in them. They've done so many different things, so many different ways. It just blows me away. Man. I can barely focus on the rail just seeing you. Man, but you got a song. I'm proud of you. I'm encouraging you know, to go, you know, and I want to get those autographed CDs, you know, when you put it out, you know, just pass to C and Rev B. But we do this on Friday and Sunday between 9, you know, if you want, you know, anybody to know where you be, you know, give you the information, you can tell us and we'll put it out there, you know, and try to do whatever we can to shoot up a high. Anything you want to ask Brother Mike?
Oh, first of all, I just want to say I really enjoy you. And, you know, like I say, you know, with Mendry, it's good to see that we're kind of sending out that digitalism. And the go, and the world, but the transition, right? So use them to be close to with Christ. And the second thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, through your rap and your ministry, you know, what is your ultimate goal? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to reach? You starting off as a production company, you're working with your wife, and you got a good story to tell. So where you transition to, and then the second thing that you know, how people get in contact with.
Worst thing, only I'm gonna do, and like I said, man, it's like when I first started recording, I was on Twitter and I was pushing music. You know, I had somebody call me and, I mean, write me and say, are you trying to do it to push word out? Are you trying to do it to get money? And I had to be honest, I had money when I was in the street. So you never cherish things you have back. The only thing I cherish is my life. So the whole goal that I want to do is just worship God by music. Why was it? Is a high evangelism time, children that's 25 and under. Yeah. This is a high evangelism time, so we have that thing that we built before. 2012, we had our door because there's no trying to save people in the street, and the people in the street are listening to music, and they're listening to go-go music. So we have to find a way to decide what God is until. God, you know, like somebody wants to be preached at, everybody wants to talk that we love. So we go, we evangelize to the things that we do best. I'm a minister, but my for preaching, you know, I be as good in the pulpit as will be on the beat, but everybody has their own. The body of God could be the leg, and somebody that leg, somebody else could be the arm. It's better to get these kids. This is a half for kids. And I just want to send my parents to the point of Chicago. They're even real rough right now. You know, like they can't get both. Come True Productions. Aisha Rosenberg, 2-6-8-1-6-9-6, and you can check my music out on www.soundcloud.com/MICROSE.
That's right, brother. We're excited for it. Get some of your music. We're gonna, if you allow us, we're gonna play it during our breaks. We're gonna get it next Sunday to play some of your stuff, man, and we're gonna tell you how you can, you know, be on Twitter and put it out there to your friends that it's going down. But basically, you know, he got making mistakes. He brought us all together to do this. And, you know, he got the issues together. From, you know, 25 and under with the evangelist movement industry. Rev B, his whole concept is that you got to, what was that thing you talking about, casting that? What were you Rev B, tell me what you were saying.
We talked about this last couple of weeks. Brother Mike wrote is that, you know, we always talk about outreach and you know, going out and getting people. But, you know, we were saying that the people jump in the net, the fish not jump in the net. Some people say doors are open, but it's good doors open doesn't mean the people going in. You have to go out the street and to wherever. And number one, like you said, you got to present yourself friendly, and you have to know how to talk to people on their level. You can't go out here and say all of these cliches. They want you to talk like regular people. They want to hear your story. And, you know, like I say, what we do with the hip-hop and the go-go is a thing to understand. You know, we just put different spin on it. So even if they say, hey, I like catches them, then the next thing that's going to catch them is the message. And that's what we're doing is trying to put, you know, a message in the music that we're doing. So, you know, it's great, you know, but the key is getting out there and letting yourself be known and reaching those people that you know ain't going to come to church on a Sunday morning. Exactly. You know, exactly. To print it in, and they've been around and with Sunday after Sunday.
You know, and that's just real. You know, that's just real. And, you know, we're getting grateful for you, bro. Appreciate you coming out, man. I know this is not going to be the end. You know, we walking side to side, you know, doing it, man. And doing it. And, you know, I'm going to be the big shit on the side. Go get him. You know, when you get old, you can no longer catch the double move on the court, you know. So you need to come on the sideline and coach. but I can't keep up with it, you know. Anything you said, we're going to let you back out there.
I just want to know, once you can get that dream come true, person, I show them 20681. You can check the music out at www.soundcloud.com/Mike Rose and Twitter at RoseDDCT.
Right.
Mike Rose. Mike Jones. We talking about Mike Rose. Back, Mike, who? Back then you didn't know me, right? Now. All right. Yeah, had a good time. Man. Why did you get it down? Putting it down. Rev B, putting it down. You come here, you need some of this. This is awesome. Hope they're recording it on the camera. And people are missing a blessing, missing a deep. And all this situation, man, it's starting to manifest itself. I mean, it's really starting to buzz going on there. And, you know, I'm just grateful for the God. I'm grateful for you to hang in with Noah hard, Lord have mercy. I'm pushing everybody. Hard, man. You know, and you know, you really have to, you know, just know that this is what we were made to do, you know, and you know, this is what we were built to do. And so, you know, that's what we're going to continue to do. So, Rev B, we're going to break, and we're going to come back. back out in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
We thank everybody that's here tonight. I missed MOP, but you know, those are my boys. Tried to twist their arm to see if they would come back and dance. It's just my own personal showcase. But I thank God for them. You know, they are joy in my heart, Pastor C, and men of praise. You know, see the young ones, you know, doing their thing for the Lord. And I tell you, they're not ashamed. You know, they're listening to God and the name of the Lord. So it's good to see these people like this. They so need other things and other places they could be. You know, they're in the house of the Lord and they're going to pray. So that's what it's all about. And like I said before, when you give kids a format, you know, and give them a place they can come and showcase their talents, you know, especially if a place where, you know, it's free. It's a free spirit, you know, and people are not looking at them, they're crazy and all that. They can come and do their thing and worship God, you know, and that's you give God your best is when you get that free spirit. So it's good to see these young people out tonight. And, you know, we definitely want to keep the courage and keep them motivated and keep this ball rolling. Pastor C.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, Rev, to see. I mean, one, and then the Brandy, I got to view earlier, Mr. Ralph, he goes, yeah, I can't stop. Like, wait to see what's going on. And then, like he said, you know, we're back, you know, we have all our students pulled back. We don't have, you know, adults sitting there. People are carrying you know, just do their thing, you know. They are doing their thing, man. I can't stress let them girls go, man. They are doing their thing. So the recruitment, you know, Mike, you know, he's doing his thing, and you know, it's just awesome, man. You know, and like I said, I can go on and talk because, you know, I'm just excited about what they're doing, man. Goodness. Look at that. So, Red, being your wild dream, man, when we started, man, and your wild dream, you ever think it will be this hot, man?
No, Pastor C, we talk about that, and you talk in eight of the year, and we just talked about the idea, just each other and you know the basic format was try, you know, putting into that red, opening up the doors, you know, and people will come and listen or whatever. But you know, now Wildest Dreams had idea that so many things, you know, out of, you know, passes ACDC, and so now, you know, we've got, you know, the monthly giveaway. We've got the inactive Bible every Thursday. There's nothing new on the done. And then now, you know, right. I heard a little bit of it. And then, of course, you know, now we've got, you know, the youth explosions, which we're hoping will carry on. And I have so many different things that, you know, have birthed out of passive CDC. And the most amazing part is it's not even been, you know, it hasn't even been something we've gotten so many things accomplished and so many things done. And the great thing is we still got so much more that we want to do and to accomplish, and it's only still in the stages. You know, we thank God for the industry and the great man that you are. And God, you know, to work with you study you, and you know, it's been great. So, you know, just as much as we, you know, are helping others as well. You know, we don't even realize what we're doing as far as reaching the people, but what are we doing that is blessing us and continue to open up doors. But you know, never in my wildest dreams would we ever think that the FACC would get the ball rolling as fast as it has. But the one thing we can say is that God is good. And secret, you know, to what we do, you know, always and goes well above and beyond what we ever could ask. So just thankful.
And I'm for the ride also, and just see all you got 30 or 40 young people out here performing, man. It's just on the way to see how they just come back, back. Some explosion. Man, this is like, you know, like I said, we've seen about 30 young people come across, you know, the wow. You have to trust God to know that these young people are enjoying themselves and they're taking it in. You believe they're going to tell somebody else. Like Minister Mo was saying, you're going to tell somebody else. When it's burden, they're telling their friend, hey, well, we know about God. She's seen the talent that was over there. We had a chance to do this. You know, and it's going to be so contagious. The preacher got a great role with it. We introduced him with Relson a little early. And, people tune in and hear a little bit what he had to say. Let me see if I can get this volume up.
I guess the thing was in that bio. My 4-year-old parents have on people. So, you know, we got to work on our hands. Now, I hate to be all out here in the streets and saving kids and my kids go to hell. So I know how important it is to. We just thank Pastor for this opportunity. And, of course, Chicken Mom, right, for inviting me. Being here with you guys tonight, this is a blessing, man. Let me tell you, when I was coming up, you know, we had like these Friday moments, and so, you know, don't take this lightly. So we used to get teased and all that because on Friday nights, you know, we were going to the church, and so we looked like a church. And so back then, I told me kind of myself, but when the hole was over, you know what I'm saying? I live right down the street from the Black Hole. My mom was like, I ain't going over the Black Hole. But just how good God is, and I wanted to go. I wanted to be back. I mean, I was playing basketball, and everybody on backyard Friday, and so we wanted to go. But God had some other plans, and so I was talking to when we started this ministry stuff. We actually used GoGo as a tool to reach people out in the community, and so we had youngins, you know, smelling like weed when they came up in the church. Trustees for it, you know, but it was effective, and God used us in so many ways. There's some discipleship opportunities for these young people who don't have a big mama that's going to bring them to church. So we were finding that we had nothing for them. And so we started reaching out and doing some out-of-the-box stuff, you know, that really reaches young people where they are. You know, sometimes we got this mentality of instead of go ye, it's that y'all come to us type thing, you know what I'm saying? But we were really trying to be intentional about going to them. So anyway, I'm blessed to be here tonight. I'm not going to be for you long. The mime, the dance, everything is just a blessing. And just sitting back, and you know, Mike Rose was up here. You know, so his raps make you kind of go like this, you know? Like, you know, let's get it, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to go out and live right, you know what I'm saying? So just a blessing, man, you know, just to keep doing what you're doing. Who? Mike Rose. You keep, Mike Rose. You know, but nah, that was crazy. So I'm not going to be with you long tonight. In second, about your way, we got to about 10:30, right? We're gonna be here at 10:30. That is a joke, okay? Yeah, that's a comedian joint right there. Timothy, 4-10, and I'm just gonna read that and then get out your way. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. Let me read again. Paul, an apostle, one sent of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace for God and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefather, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears, long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother and in your mother, right? I said mother. I remind you because it's already in you. So I remind you for that reason. That's a sense of flame, the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hand. For this reason, I remind part of God Baptist Church young people to flame the gift of God, not just the gift of God, which is life, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give you, me, or anybody else up in here, a spirit of fear, punk-itis, and timidity, but a spirit of power, love, and of sound discipline, sound mind, right? To mean to think, to be able to make sure you're doing some things right and not blaming everything on the enemy. So do not be ashamed to testify. Be afraid people know that you are or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join me in suffering for the gospel, the power of God, who has saved us and all of us and called us into a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, not because of anything that we've done, but because of purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Been revealed through the appearance of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let's pray. Father in Jesus, God, I pray that this word tonight not only touch them, but to me. I pray, God, that you would just continue this opportunity, that young people, God, will to know you as personal Lord and Savior, not the Sunday, God. We bless you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I'm going to be quick, right? And so, as kind of the bio shared for 10 years or so, I've been kind of called to schools that are considered to be, in some ways, the farthest out young people. Young people that don't necessarily look like the kids. You know, I got to be with some of the ministries that only focus on the good kids. Now, I do understand that most times that some of the bad has got to get a lot of the attention. I'm aware of that. I understand that. But sometimes we need a little more love so that we may Christ that pray to, and that Christ that we get up every Sunday. In some cases, we waste that note. In some cases, we put on that pretty underwear, right? Because we're not necessarily living out inside us. So it's 10 years out an opportunity to meet some wonderful young people, right? And so I'm down there. I hate going down there for jury duty, right? I hate going down there at all. And anytime I go for jury duty or not, I feel like I've done. And so, you know, and I'm going through, I'm used to going on medical tests because, see, when I graduated from D.C., it's not Cardozo, it's cool. And so when I graduated from Cool, I was accustomed to, which is really sad in the United States of America, the land of freedom and liberty that our young people have given to. It's really sad. So I went down and listened, we're going back and forth, sitting in trial, and so I'm getting there, and I'm going, and I'm just kind of checking the scene. I, my father was cut out for 30 years, but prior to that, he Marine. So he always taught us, man, listen, you got to be observant. You always good, really, right? You got to know what's going on in the hood. Everything you want to do. Sometimes they stand there and look. You know, we don't ask people first. We'll ask questions after we get over there in hiding, right? And so, but anyway, so he told me to be observant, and so I'm just watching. I'm watching the landscape, and I'm noticing that how the African American landscape is not down there for jury duty. So I'm just watching it. So I'm there. I noticed it was this one young Jaquan. He was on his cell phone, and you know how sometimes the youngers be 12 on the flatten, right? Ain't nothing up there, right? So, you know, he kind of just his pants did, and I'm like, I see why you got, because you can't even run. You can't even run. And so he's 12, beans or something. And I'm listening to his own conversation. He's like, oh, my man. And I'm listening to this individual, and I'm listening to him talk of, brag about how he's getting to go. This judge, and he celebrated this. And so I'm saying to myself, Lord, first, are we so connected to young people where they feel like going before the judge and going to court as a fool? So he's there. So that's him platting nothing, right? And he's there, and he's still on the cell phone, you know, probably got like 2 more minutes on that joint. You know, and I walk on, and I notice all these other men, young ladies. The young ladies that are in the court, and I always go down to AM or just see who I know, and it never ceases to amaze that as I go down and see a person that was either in one of the ministries that actually had right going on, would go down, you know what I'm saying, and the man came on and coming through, and so I was some of what I realized at the time is that he didn't give them something to stay connected to. So we go with them. We got them saved and all that kind of stuff. But then we allowed the enemy to be up. We allowed the enemy to throw them because they didn't know that was in them, was already in them. Flowers, your mom and them and all that. They didn't know about it. So I'm frustrated at the same time. And so I go up this school and I say, what's my name? And so I go to the court. I did the first day, and he's sitting there next to his counsel, right? Which is a quarter point sweep on right now. There for a second time. And so this brother was sharing with me the other day that they had the nerve to put that in the Wall Street. It's slavery. Down become new. Michelle Alexander had a chance to meet in Cincinnati a couple months ago. So she's talking about the prison system has come the new Jim Crow. So what's our position? It's a slavery mentality. We got people out of Jim Crow and in the penitentiary. Verse 48, because she said it's depressing, but I like to watch it because there's some stories that are real about what we're dealing with here in D.C. and Maryland and PG County. There's some real serious stuff. So anyway, so I get to the court and I try to put my little shoe on, you know, and I go in, one of those call me, and so as soon as I go in, my man's sitting there at the council, and as soon as we get eye contact, he's one of these. What are we, the game or something? You here for first degree murder. So he's 16, what happened years ago, and then they just tried him, been in 2 years, just turned 18, maybe about 2 weeks ago, and it's been there. coming to me, poor thing, you know, going through. By this is one kid of hers that's up for murder, but then guess what? She was up for murder in the district committee. And by the way, three separate cases. Yeah, three separate cases. And so here it is. So he's there. And I'm watching, I'm listening to all these charges, and you know, I'm like, how so that they got a read everyone to almost get the test, of course, was for premeditate. Last Tuesday, he was convicted on all 10. So now, man, they got a plan. You ain't gonna be go down, you ain't up DC jail no more. They shut you out. You may be going somewhere else on the youngest from DC. So now, what's my job? My job is to go wherever he go. I got to go find him. I got to get in his ear. I got to be telling my parable, man. We got to be going hard, man. We about to be big, man. It was Roosevelt and Cadoza. Because you had like 10 brothers and sisters with you. By yourself. I heard that this other one was all down in DC jail and got stabbed up because they were trying to get to the older brother who got out. They got to the older man because they were trying to get to him. Well, anyway, what does this do with this? So now we get this particular scripture, and here we got Paul, who was also in DC jail, right? He was reading from and texting. He was Timothy from this dungeon, this prison in Rome, and he's right. He's like, dude, I'm hearing about you in here. I'm hearing all the things that you're doing, and I'm so glad that I had some influence on your life. I'm glad that I had a place for you. There was a Friday night youth hangout spot where you could go, and that time, you know. But let me get in. Let me remind you something, ladies. Remind you that what I'm telling you to it's nothing new, is what he was telling them. He said to him, let me remind you to fan and to blame the gift of God that's in you. I was watching the first 48 yesterday, and it was this story, two stories, man, that really just broke my heart. One of the stories was this dude in Miami, and the detective who was working his case had to work the father's combat case when they came in. So here we are, a young American men that are dying and being charged adults, keeping them in, making them do plea deals and all this. And so instead of getting 30, we get 10 to 15. And so they try to make him do a plea. Now, you know, he's saying that he didn't do anything else that was said. He shot you a few months before the trial started. So he ain't here to say, yeah, I did it. I did that. You're going to take it all by yourself. It's in the courtroom. And the names of young people that they called to come in jury testimony, and they're talking about how they lied and how they all said he did it. I'm just like, you know, these are young people I had an opportunity to touch. So I'm messed up in the mind. Messed up in the head. Young people, but what I realize is no matter, ladies and gentlemen, young people, no matter what the platform looks like, you still have to make some choices of your own. I couldn't tell home. Ken would have looked at me like I'm crazy. You keep bringing all these kids to your mind, don't you? You really got enough room for me to do, okay? And so, and my man Paul is from this dungeon, this prison, this DC jail, right? The Heartbreak Hotel. And so here he is writing, and he says, it's in you, not just from you, but it's from your grandmother, Lois, and Eunice. Let me pause for a second, because even though we have some parents that are caught up in this, still a king,
about. There's a queen in you. There is a king and a queen in you. So after all of this, I'm seeing the clouds and I'm walking over. And I was really peed off because I got a $25 ticket the same day. I'm already distraught because this brother on a piece of stuff. So now I get to my car and I got a $25 ticket on it. And so I get in, but guess what was playing on the radio? I put on 104. Sometimes I do put on 93. I ain't gonna fake in front of the young. And so when I'm teaching kids, I'm just saying, I'm going to have this. But I'm going to have other choices. And you know what I'm saying? So here I decided, you know what, let me cut Russ off for a minute. And let me put on 104. I had Donald Lawrence playing. And it was a song said of King. And so once I heard that song, your time to bury your head up, go back out so that you can have light. And then you can have life doing this. You can have life doing this. You can have life doing that. You find a way to use the gift of God that gives you the gift of dance and mind and to MC. This girl right here, it was just did a marvelous job. It seemed like they're natural. Over it is the God. And that gift of young people is life. The second thing about the first 48, I was watching it yesterday. I knew it was a curse on my head. So, you know, he got his own man. So, the bad thing about it, he's like, man, they hear me, man. They come get me, they kill me, they do what they got to do, right? And so, I'm listening to them. I'm listening to them. And I'm like, because no one has told him there's a king. No one has had opportunity. He didn't get a chance to meet DK, get up in the living proof. Who Mike Rose. So here it is. So he's there now in a state of mind. Man, I don't care what you come from. I don't care what hood or what gun. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Look at you, young folk, and they see so critical of you. And guess what? I'm not going to tell you. Girl, my skin used to be shorter than that. They ain't going to tell you that, though. Right? And I'm not telling you this. I feel like this girl was shorter than that. But what I'm saying, though, is somehow you got to give them that salad and like, you know, back up off me. Because I know God is going to work in me. Man, all of us work in progress. We all try to have all of us are work in progress. You know, I'm gonna get a t-shirt like that, DJ. That's work in progress. And because God's doing a thing in us, do I love him? Yes. One last thing, and I'm about to get out of here. I was this guy named my guy named Bart Campolo. And Bart Campolo has an urban ministry in Philadelphia. Been doing it for many, 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 many years. Got a program called Mission Year. Some of the young people need to check it out. Mission Year. And so they sign up. They pay you through Urban Street in Philadelphia and others. I think it's California. And they're working with like the heart of the enemy. So Bart got a call one day that this 9-year-old girl who this family that he worked with, 9-year-old, no daddy in it, 9-year-old girl, she was raped, right? Yeah, I meant to say nigga on that. And so she was raped as food, right? And so if you call her the prostitute, right? But you're the one that's prostituting her. Anyway, so it is. So she was raped, and so they can counsel her back and forth to the medical examiner. They went around.
on my girls. My girls are even. And I let them just draw. That's another logo. But I let them every day. Every day to look at that. Every day up, they see it. Every day they get up, whatever. We pray. I make them laugh. And I say, I love you. Go have fun. God is created. Because he was born, some of them. Amen. Mama. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so here it is. You know, I said that like five times already. But so he looks at me. So he stops the car. He yells at me. And he said, I just lost. Because how dare you say to a 9-year-old it's her fault that she was raped by some joker who cared nothing about what he saw on the film. And so she said, because if she never went outside, like I told her not to, then she probably wouldn't have been raped. But for what reason, it happened. And then he said this. So he got in. He's still mad. He's like, he turns around. I didn't want to go. Dropped him off at the apartment. And then she called him back. He goes up. She said, I didn't get my hug. So he goes back up the steps, give her a hug. She said, man. She said, I love you. Right? Nothing freaky and nothing. Right? But she said, and he said he had to then kind of reflect his own life. He thought that he outloved her. He felt he was the one that had Christ. He loved him and loved her. And she says, John, you know, sometimes it's so fickle on people and who can be a minister and who can do all that kind of crazy mess. And because you don't have ordination and a piece of paper and all that stupid stuff, here it is, because God ain't thinking about that. That's the main stuff. And I'm not saying it's not important. I'm not saying that it does not help to open doors and ministry. But here it is. So he quoted the scripture, 1 John 4, he who does not love God. So a lot of us have been doing so much acting. Some of us should be in Hollywood. Really. Like that walk of fame, be like a walk of shame for the church. We got that uniform on Sundays, right? And so some of us, we've been acting too. We try not to skinny them too much, you know what I'm saying? Some of us are dugging it out.
You are enjoy. We hope that you all enjoy. I get you for tonight, Mr. Minister Ray Nelson, a brother that's just keeping it real about the Lord, and we thank God for him, and we know we're definitely going to get him. I think everybody's enjoying him, so we're back here laughing. Some of the stuff he was saying, but it was so very true. So we do thank God for him, and of course, I just want to give a shout out to God. I bless you more time that this youth loving is like this. Maybe in the next month or so, and we'll definitely put all of that information out there, and also get more off the if they want to leave. To tonight in its entirety, just log into blogtalkradio.com/pastor8 and just go to the important of the home page, and you'll be able to listen to the show in its entirety. And also, you'll be able to listen to There's Nothing New Under This. Definitely some good stuff to go back and listen to. So whenever you get a chance, do that. And don't forget, we'll be back here on Sunday at 7 p.m. And don't forget, at every Sunday, call in, which is needless, and call and let me know what's going on. was, where it came from, and who preached it. So we will definitely put on this. Thank Pastor Steve again for a great show, and we're going to turn it over to him and let him close it on. So we can see the explosion. Amen.
Thank you, Rev B. And you know, I am just about up. My young people have truly been a blessing. They just truly enjoyed themselves, and we're just great God. People are still coming in. I got a little bit more to go. Rev B is going to go ahead and pray to the Lord. God's anointing will fall these young people. And I got a young man who's coming up and doing some ministry rap. And, it's just been a blessed night and blessed. Just by being here, and the young man, Mr. Nelson, and we're just glad to be here. And as always, we just want everyone to continue to support your young people. You know, get involved, get in with them, let them know that they and that you care, and continue to encourage them in whatever way you can. It's truly, it is our present here, our present and we just like all your support, all your continued words of encouragement over these past 4 or 5 months. It's just been an awesome ride, and we appreciate it. And so we're getting ready to get back into the program. Listen to it at your leisure. And so now that you have the resource, you need to pitch a good night.